Yeah. Starting off strong.
Oh, my dad shot a base on me. Sorry.
God damn
Welcome
it, man.
Back. Welcome back.
Well,
everyone. What do you think this is, sweet? I said, what do you think this is, sweet? We're doing our podcast.
You know what?
Stop interrupting.
Time out.
Stop interrupting.
Okay, do me a favor. Go to the screen and show my face. Kate, and learn how to drink a fucking beer, boy.
All right. I'm going to let you go, though, because you interrupted us.
Love you, bye.
Bitch ass. That's gotta go. That's gotta go. We gotta clip that. Oh, I'm gonna write this down. Hold on. Did you guys hear about that?
Yo. What up, fellas?
Jesus, burger boy. Just funnel it down some more, man.
And then put another mouthful in.
No. Funnel it down some more, dude. Let's keep going. Well, yeah. Come on, chew faster, kid. Come on.
Chew.
Anthony, where's your Coca-Cola? There it is. On timing, baby. Demon timing.
Well,
demon timing.
At least have a little bit of moisture in that burger with the ketchup.
Yeah, there you go. No onions, nothing, just ketchup.
It's good. Don't judge. Jeez. It's good. It's how I like.
Yeah, I used to say the same thing. And then my taste buds grew up.
Yeah. And then I turned 9.
Good for you. Awesome.
Yeah. And then I got my 10th birthday cake. And I was like, I like onions now and tomatoes.
Hey, man.
And lettuce,
you know.
And lettuce. Hey, well, not too many greens.
Anyway,
the only green I'm chasing is this bread, bro. Nope.
Yuck. Anyway, I knew that was coming.
Speaking of burgers and food, do you guys hear about Tommy Cutlets, Tommy DeVito?
How he balled out?
What about us?
What about it?
Oh no, it's just funny. They did an interview with him like might have been a week ago or 2 weeks ago, but they asked him about like, you know, like how he survives, you know, like how he makes his living, and he literally said he's like, I live at home with my parents.
That's crazy.
Dude, he said he lives.
He's a rookie, right?
He's like 24.
Is he?
But he lives like 7 minutes from the stadium at home with his mom and dad. He's like, every night when I come home, my mom made fresh chicken cutlets. It's always on the table for me. He's like, 25. My laundry's done. My bed is made.
That's
he's
crazy,
like, I live
bro.
6 minutes from the stadium. I'm like, fuck.
I didn't
man.
See that.
No, dude. It's funny, bro, to be able to like, play for the hometown team you grew up watching, and then you're just like, oh yeah, I could just live at home and be an NFL player for like, he's kind of having a Jeremy Lin moment right now. Like this guy is the talk of the town.
He's 1 year younger than Daniel Jones.
Yeah.
That's actually kind of crazy. Also, you know Brock still lives with his college roommates? Brock Purdy?
I believe that.
That's kind of crazy, bro.
That's cool.
You're a fucking NFL star and you live with college roommates. Good for you, though.
Yeah, can't throw contested
Shout
catches,
DeVito,
but that's
though.
All right. Yeah, DeVito's a dog.
DeVito, though.
Oh yeah.
Well, let's go ahead and jump into this week because it was a crazy week.
Green 18, red 48. Settle down. Wide 80. Sit hut.
Colts at Patriots in Germany. Ah.
I didn't know I was in Germany. Oh,
and then I got some schmin and schmout. For those who don't know what I'm talking about, in and out. It was great. They outcrowed me. There it is. Yep. So they.
Man,
let's keep this up for a second. All right, there's a lot going on.
Oh man, that man, one's at wrong. Not gonna lie,
burger
schmin
boy.
And then I got some schmin and schmout.
Don't say it again. It was cool the first time. Don't say it again. Just like,
wait, Kate, you missed it. Did you even see what he did?
No, did he take a bite of burger?
No, do it again.
And then I got some schmin and schmout.
Oh my fucking God! In and out.
You gotta trademark that. Ant. You gotta trademark that. Schmin and Schmout Ant.
Schmin and Schmout Ant.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
I hate it. I hate it, bro. Don't get me wrong. Good burger. Awful fries. Awful fries.
Fries
the worst mid. Fries. No, they're not even mid. They're like, I feel like I'm eating wet cardboard.
I don't think they're the worst good. Fries there, but
I'd be hard pressed.
They're definitely good. So.
Okay. Ant, you want to talk about your team a little bit?
Yeah. Do you want to go to week 14?
Yes, of course. Yes. Yes, I do.
All right.
Well, nice, dude. My internet's killing it.
It's not much really to talk about here. Well, team didn't perform. Shout out to Zay Flowers. Shout out to Zay Flowers, man. Great flex. Should be my wide receiver one.
And a must-win game, too, man. He had 7 points from Dallas Goedert.
Yeah, it's just... That's tough. You know, Zay Flowers, you did great. You're the only person who showed up. Jordan Love, just this the week that I need him to really go off. He doesn't want to do anything. It's always great. There's nothing, right? Aaron Jones is hurt. Ramondre got hurt. Like, it's just
my
team's in shambles right now.
Is that 6.6 from Madison?
Correct.
Tough. And a must-win game, too. That's
boys,
so tough.
I could lose. I could lose the league.
Shut up.
No, I'm dead. I'm dead serious, Keaton. Keaton, well, you
get ready to eat something spicy, buddy. This ain't no pepper,
man.
This ain't no pepper. Actually, no Tabasco.
This is no ketchup, Anthony. This isn't burger ketchup.
No spicy mayo.
Yeah. No Thousand Island, Ant.
Yeah.
Okay. I agree with you on that. But anyway.
Tough.
Anyways, tough, though. Tough, but yes. Man. Basically, I think I'm going to lose now. My team is currently. Shot. It's going into shambles, man. It's not good.
You're not that bad. You're not that bad.
I played John in the first week in the toilet bowl. I'm going to lose.
At least John
made it. I'm going to against Keaton or Amon.
Keaton and Amon's team are not good. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
They're not great.
I feel like my team can pop.
But Anthony, you have not scored a lot of points this year. Your points scored not
actually.
We'll see.
Anthony
we'll
has
see.
Anthony
I have the lowest.
Has the,
I have the lowest.
Oh no.
Yeah, let's go to lowest. Let's
tell
go to
me you
standings
have the lowest.
Real quick.
I have the
no,
lowest.
No, no, no. Let's go to standings real quick.
Please.
Anthony, here. Let's go by points. Anthony is at the very bottom. Yeah.
Fuck.
I may lose.
And you play John, who's got
GG's.
Almost 150 more points than you.
Hey, I beat John though in the past this season already. I can do it again, I believe.
Yeah.
Good luck,
I think
brother.
I beat John. But yes, I'm gonna need it. Fellas, Zach, you're up.
Did you guys also go for a 140 bomb game?
Yeah, this was insane. So let me actually talk about this for a little bit. First of all, this was not a must-win game, but I needed to basically win to solidify that I was in. I think I could have lost and still made it, but like I went into this week thinking I needed to win, right? Mind you, this score was 145 to 122 with like 5 minutes left in that Giants game. And then Saquon scored, and then he threw a fucking touchdown to DeAndre Hopkins. And I did not look at fantasy until the next day. I was like, oh, okay, like I won, right? Like my chances were literally 99% or something like that, something crazy. And then I go back and I'm like looking at like some of the people I can pick off the waiver wires. And I looked at the matchup. I was like, what the fuck? 145, 140. But I was fucking shocked to see that he was that close. Cooper Kupp had kind of a breakout game because he's been pooping the bed. Raheem Mostert. Kind of got lucky. Yeah, Cooper Kupp. I hope he does well in the playoffs because I'm going to need him. Honestly, Tyler's team looks so good right now, but that's a conversation for a different time. And then Raheem kind of got lucky because they turned the ball over twice within the 20-yard line. So he was just handing the ball, and then some decent games from everyone else. Tyreek Hill kind of got hurt, and that's it. But yeah, I'm playing Tyler in the first round. Should be a fucking battle.
Yeah. Well, you know, I was almost the king of chaos this week. Literally,
my team went nuts. You dropped a 140 bomb too.
Look at how close we were. We were within 3 points. And you know what's crazy? The I lost off Brandon Aubrey's 23 points.
That's insane.
I got Brett Meyer'd. But you know, Jared Goff, bum. The Detroit Tigers, fraudulent. They're gonna do this every year, it feels like.
Lions.
What did I say? Detroit Tigers?
Yes.
Lions, Tigers, and Bears, baby. Lions, Tigers, and Bears. Yeah, sorry. Detroit Lions. Another Detroit team that sucks, but whatever. Detroit Lions, fraudulent. Tony Pollard. He's like finally having good games. Zeke, though. Zeke was my pickup of the year, man. Zeke is putting up silly numbers. He's putting up funny money. Debo's back. TJ's getting 10 points a game, whatever this that team is so confusing. David Njoku went absolutely ham. What bothers me is that these numbers were first half. He didn't get a single catch or reception or like any yardage, anything in the second half because they were literally just doubling him the whole game.
He only had three catches that game. Am I mistaken?
No, he had like 8 catches.
Oh, I thought it was – I didn't think it was like a lot. Could be wrong.
I went to the wrong. There you go. What's he had 6 catches, 91 yards, 2 touchdowns.
Okay.
Mm. What's up? You went crazy, though. No.
Oh, okay.
No. Anyway, you know, the unfortunate part is Michael Gallup at the very end of the game, I believe, got a touchdown. And with that touchdown, had I put him in for T. Higgins, who's questionable, I would have won. It doesn't matter. My team was eliminated. The nice thing is, though, is that if I can keep the success going into – well, I have a bye week this week, so it doesn't matter. Whatever.
Ramondre's coming back.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. If Zeke puts up numbers like this again, they're probably going to give Zeke a lot more opportunity. So whatever. It's all right. I'll take 27 points.
Feed Zeke.
But yeah, lost off 3 points. So
Bowser.
Kind of unfortunate.
That is so tough.
Speaking of just football, you know, the Detroit Tigers and stuff like that, and the Cincinnati Football Club.
And the Oakland A's.
Yeah. Vegas.
The Vegas Raider A's. Yeah.
The Vegas Oakland Vegas A's.
Nice. Dude. What about Boston team? The Boston Bruins.
Anthony's a Pittsburgh Penguins guy.
Yeah. Chicago Blackhawks, I think.
Yep.
I remember when he had Hawks that fan. Jersey. Yeah, he had that jersey.
Sharks, Blackhawks, A's, Giants, Patriots, Niners.
Thank you.
Well, look, did you guys watch the Eagles Cowboys game?
I did a little bit. Yeah. I was honestly just kind of bored.
Was an ass whooping.
Yeah.
It was an ass whooping.
That was an ass whooping.
Final score was 13-33.
Which is crazy to think that they didn't do as well as the Niners, and it felt like they whooped their ass worse than the Niners. Like that game, like the Niners game was obviously personal, but that game was like personal, I feel like, you know?
Yeah.
Like it was just a different vibe to it, you know?
The Eagles have kind of owned Dallas for a few years now.
Yeah.
Like where the Niners game was personal, that was like a divisional.
When Dallas played the Niners, that team didn't look amazing, right? Like they were good, but they didn't look amazing. This team looks filthy. And I got to be honest, really Seattle put up good points against them. Seattle has actually had a better offense and defense these last 2 weeks than the Philadelphia Eagles have.
Yep.
Which I'll be at that game on Monday, which will be sick.
Hey, so, that'd be a big dub for us too, honestly. But yeah, I don't know. That game felt personal in like a divisional type of way, you know?
It
wasn't like personal like how the Niners and the Eagles were, where like, you know, they had beef from last year, but you could tell the Cowboys had a chip on their shoulder, which typically isn't a Cowboys thing to do.
You want to hear a fraudulent? Yeah. You want to real quick? You want to see a or hear a fraudulent stat? Mm-hmm. Okay. So yeah. Dallas and the Eagles are both 10-3. Correct. The mm-hmm. points for versus point against. Points for people who don't know means how many points you've scored. Dallas has a points for of 421 and a points allowed of 233, almost double. So they're scoring almost double as many points as they're giving mm-hmm. up, which mm-hmm. is insane. Mm-hmm. Philadelphia points for is 342 and their points allowed is 321. And they are 10-3.
Are the Eagles going to be like the Vikings of last year? Question mark.
I was just about to say it feels like they're gonna get bounced.
A first round bounce from the Eagles.
Two weeks in a row. And,
you know what I'm saying? I mean, like even in that wild card, they'd be playing who?
Dude, I'm looking at their wins. I'm looking at the games that they played. South. I don't know. Well, I'm looking at the games they played because they're gonna be their wild card mm-hmm. team. And 3-point win, 4-point win, 5-point win, 6-point win, double digit win. Lost against the Jets.
Because they would be the fifth seed, right? So they would go 5-4. So it'd be them against the winner of the NFC South.
Yep.
And I don't see the NFC South beating the Philadelphia Eagles. But
no.
Are they frauds? Well, I don't know.
They might be. Detroit's frauds too. But, man, the Cowboys look good.
Cowboys do look good.
Cowboys look really good.
How about Patrick? Honestly, I was gonna say, how about Patrick Mahomes whining and bitching about him losing to?
Yeah, let's.
Oh my god!
Yeah, let's jump into that real quick.
Because honestly, my opinion with that whole thing is that that's embarrassing. Like,
I'm gonna mute and I'm gonna get a video of that real quick.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's just embarrassing on Patrick Mahomes' part, right there. You're a two-time NFL champion now.
Yeah. Super Bowl champion. You're in the GOAT conversation.
And you are complaining because of a call that was actually correctly made. Like, it's not like that was a BS call or anything. I'm sorry. The rules are the rules. Like, he was on the line. Like, no. Like, that's a penalty. That's a flag. Play does not count. Sure, could have been. It was like he said because Patrick Mahomes said in an interview that it was bullshit and that to a Hall of Famer tight end made a Hall of Famer play and now that won't be counted. Right. Well, tough luck. You know how many plays?
Yeah, basically said it's not going to be shown when he's going into the Hall of Fame. And I'm like, bro,
bro.
What's your argument?
There's nothing that can back you up with this right now. You guys have had a lot of great plays. There have been so many great plays in the past that the Patriots have done. They haven't counted because of flags. Oh, well, move on and you make another Hall of Famer play if that's what you want to call it. But I'm not going to lie, though. It was a good play. But
it was filthy.
It was filthy, for sure. But, SOL, there was a flag. Yeah. And I just think it was honestly just kind of disrespectful, especially for what Josh Allen, his team, the Bills have been up and down a lot, right? They've been more down, honestly, the way I see it. And Josh Allen's been through a lot going up against Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. Patrick Mahomes lost to the Bills last year. Utmost respect in Chiefs territory, gave him the handshake and everything, right? And, it was in the – I think – I forget where it was. But nevertheless, though, then when Patrick Mahomes finally loses to Josh Allen, Josh Allen says, hey, man, good game. Patrick Mahomes is just yapping in his mouth, in his ear.
You said and just, that call was bullshit. Yeah. Not even a good game. You said that call was bullshit. I'm like, bro, that is dumb, disrespectful. You're 28. So, 28.
28. Honestly,
you're not a baby anymore, bro. Like, you know better.
I didn't know how – a lot of people were saying give Josh Allen an apology. And at first it's does he really need one? And then after looking at it more, and I was like, honestly, yeah. Like that's just, he probably does deserve one. Like I think he definitely deserves an apology.
Saying we blew it. Okay, I'm gonna play I have the video and real quick. So Kadarius Toney, the wide receiver, was blatantly offsides. I will show a hopefully this works. I don't know if it's going to allow me to show the picture. I'll get a picture, but this is the video of
hold them back. What are you doing making that call? Offensive offsides? I never seen anyone call that in my life. That is terrible, man. We're playing our fucking asses off just for you to fuck the call. Offensive offsides? Are you kidding me? What are you talking about? That is fucking terrible, man. That's the worst fucking call I've ever seen. That's the worst fucking call ever, man. Man.
Damn, I didn't see this.
Let's go, baby. Good job. Nice job.
Longest fucking call I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Disrespectful as hell.
It's just, it's wild. You know, it's like those are sacred things, and he could have been the guy that didn't go. And honestly, I would have been happy if he didn't go and shake the hand. How he ranted, it would have been cool if he just like left the field without shaking hands. But obviously, he's Patrick Mahomes.
Josh Allen.
It's just like,
no,
Patrick Mahomes. It's just petty that he still goes and shakes the hand and just like bitches instead of like, hey, good game. Like, you know, we'll talk to you later. And I'm going to pull up the file that I saved that shows how offsides Kadarius Toney was, because he was very.
Mm-hmm. The refs came out and said they couldn't even see the ball. Like, you know how offsides you have to be for the refs not to be able to see the fucking ball?
Look at this. I mean,
like, he's a half yard offsides, bro. Like,
his helmet matches the other player. And, you know, it was a great play. Awesome. But it's the correct.
Do you have the player now?
Yes. Let me get that for you right now.
Okay.
I'll get that.
Like, right. Play was awesome.
But anyway.
I mean, I really do think it was the correct call too. And then I listened to Andy Reid's fucking post-game interview too. And I was listening to it. I'm like, okay, I can't really tell if he's blaming his team or the refs. But he said typically that they'll give you an offsides warning before throwing the flag. And I'm like, okay, maybe in a typical situation, yeah. But in a situation where he's a half a yard over the ball, you're not getting a warning.
No.
Like, that's just Kadarius Toney not knowing how to play football, which we've seen in the past. That dude's a bum.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that shit's wild. I don't know. That was a crazy, crazy scene, honestly. That was the last thing that I was expecting to see from Patrick Mahomes. And then he doubled down, tripled down in the interview, tripled down. And I was like, dude, like, that was the first time I think Patrick Mahomes actually made a fool out of himself ever in his career.
No, yeah.
Absolutely. That's the first time I've actually seen Patrick Mahomes, like, get backlash and, like, make himself look bad. Which typically doesn't fucking happen.
No.
I don't know. I thought it was crazy, but this video will, like, sum it up. Like, it was a sick play, if Keaton can find it. But if he can't, we can always explain it, too. You're on mute.
I'll just go find it on Twitter real quick and just not get the audio version unless I – yeah. I'll just go on Twitter. It is funny, though, how many people are, like, preying on his downfall as well.
Yeah. People are starting to hate big time.
It's just like, you know, we do this with every player that's amazing. Great. Okay. Chiefs. Anyway, Ant, do you want to talk while I'm pulling this up? Do you want to talk about maybe a crazy game you watched? Detroit losing to the Bears, almost losing twice to the Bears, or
the Tigers losing to the Bears?
No, hey, give Lions, us a Tigers, rundown of your special team right there.
My special team?
Yeah.
Yeah, bro. First time you've worn your fucking jersey beanie combo in a while. Give us a little rundown of what happened.
I think it's been since week 2 or week 3.
I think it was week 3, yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Wait. Give me two seconds. I'm gonna share this screen. We're gonna run this play first, and then we're gonna talk Patriots. Okay, hold on. I want to preface. This is the exact same play. Kadarius Toney is miles off
where he is already. Yeah.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
It's a great fucking call.
Throw to Kelsey.
Crazy play.
I mean, just crazy IQ, but.
Sick play. But
you negate it because Kadarius Toney has an IQ of 2. Give us a little rundown of your perfect game here. Huh?
Well,
the perfect situation for you. And all the Patriot fans in the world.
Well, all right. Well, let's just look at it this way. We're 3-10. We were once 2-10. I was really, really praying that we were going to go 2-11. When we want to tank, when fans want the Patriots to tank, the Patriots can't even get that right. We say win, they lose. When we say lose, they say win. I don't know what's going on with it. But nevertheless, though, the only reason why I want that, better a better opportunity for us to get a better draft pick, right? We're already eliminated from playoffs. It doesn't matter. I could have said we're going to be eliminated from playoffs since week four. All right. Like it just, it is what it is. Right. But nevertheless, though, it is always still very exciting to see them win. Cause I never thought I'd see it again this season, honestly. Bailey Zappe, honestly, had himself a game. He really did. Very shocked about it. Very good. He was throwing some dots to Hunter Henry. I'm not even going to lie. There were a few plays. I think it was Hunter Henry's like second touchdown. My God, it was like one of the sweetest things like Patriots have done in a while. It was pretty cool. Unfortunately, Ramondre got hurt. Wait, it wasn't that game. Never mind. That was last. That was a week ago before, I think.
Well, right? we didn't record last week too. So yes, okay, but so it was last week.
Okay. Well then,
because Zeke had like 15 last week. Anyway.
Yeah, that's right. Anyway, so yes. Yeah, so nevertheless, though, Ramondre got hurt. Zeke decided to play. Well, not decided. He went out there. He balled out, which was honestly good to see. Honestly, they just played good. I was shocked that we actually beat the Steelers. For those of you who don't know, the score ended up being 21-18. Like, it's only by a few points, but still, it was good. Solid work. It was funny, though. I don't know if you guys saw this, but the interaction with Bailey Zappe and Belichick after the game when everyone was in the locker room was kind of interesting. Like,
you see if I can find a video.
Like, I don't know. It was just weird. I didn't know how to take it. Like, I didn't know if Zappe was being like serious. That Bailey was like uncomfortable. Like when Belichick wanted to congratulate him almost. It was right after the game.
That's kind of weird.
A lot of people were saying it. It was super weird.
That's really weird. So like it was in the locker room?
Yeah, and he was like congratulating everyone. He was congratulating everyone. Everyone's excited, but Bailey Zappe just seemed almost like hesitant to like do anything. Or he kind of just froze up or something. I don't know.
Oh, I found the video.
You know what I'm talking about
right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's weird though. I wonder if Bill wanted them to lose.
I don't know. I mean,
all right, let's play this over. Comes in.
Like,
it's kind of
It was a little bit weird. Awkward. He was so excited, and then right when Belichick was telling him to come on over, he like his whole mood just switched up. So I don't know what that was about.
That is kind of weird.
Yeah, that's really weird.
But hey, you know what? 3-10, baby. 3-10. Patriots, let's ride and let's just hope we get a good draft. Let's lose. Let's tank.
Patriots, let's lose.
Let's get Caleb Williams.
Okay.
No, it's the worst player you should get.
Stop, yeah. Keaton. Stop.
I'm not saying it because he's obviously going to be a bust. I'm saying that because they would ruin him.
That's fair.
Any quarterback we get, they're ruined. They're doomed.
Yep. Drake May, you are a Patriot.
Drake May. Okay, I want to show one more funny clip before we jump into
our. You are another white Patriot quarterback.
My roommate found this video and he sent it to me, and I thought it would be funny to share it before we hop into our power rankings. It's another Patrick Mahomes style thing, but more along the lines of Chris Collinsworth.
Oh no, I've seen this. Or he's just slurping. Yep.
Oh, it stopped? No. Oh, hold on. That's so tough. Let me do it this way. Oh, that's so silly.
No.
Oh. It's just pressure backing out of it on 3rd and 17. Keenan Allen.
That's like Mahomes. Mahomes could do that. Patrick Mahomes could do that.
Yeah, I don't know why it doubled like that. I think it was just because it didn't fill up the full video, but that's fine. Anyway, yeah. That was funny.
Shit's funny. Dude glazes him all the time.
Yeah. Oh, that's like Mahomes. So
he's giving me the Mahomes vibes. It's like, okay, dude, not every single fucking quarterback is a Mahomes vibe.
We'll move on. But
he said that about Jordan Love.
Yeah. Did you hear him, by the way? They asked him, they were like, they said something about Mahomes, and he's like, I've been seeing my mentions on Twitter, and I'm going to keep this one to myself, but Mahomes is a good quarterback, and then, like, left it at that. And I was like, it's getting to him, man. The pressure is building up.
It's getting to him.
It's bum.
It's getting to his head.
This guy's getting affected, man. He's not built for this anymore. Yeah. Well, let's go ahead and jump into our power rankings. I feel like one and two are pretty cut and dry.
Yep.
So we're gonna go here for the audio listener. We're gonna throw Seattle, San Francisco, and Dallas at the 1 and 2 spots. Not Seattle. Seattle doesn't deserve. Seattle goes at the end of the list. They suck. Train wrecks.
I have my three.
Okay. Who is your third? Because Dolphins just lost.
Ravens.
I think it's the Ravens. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's for sure the Ravens.
Well, here's the big thing.
It gets real interesting.
Our top teams all lost. Dolphins, Tigers obviously lost. You know, the Detroit Tigers.
they look really bad too, honestly.
Eagles plummeted. Bengals won their game, but they're the Bengals. The Browns barely won. Kansas City lost. So.
Well.
What are you guys thinking?
I still think Miami, Kansas City, the Lions, the Eagles, and the Browns should be in the top 10. So we could put that up there and then make a decision.
Well, do we think
the rest of them?
I don't see. This is my problem, because now there's so many kind of mediocre teams. Like the Chiefs has not been playing great football as of late.
No.
Since last 3 weeks, the Lions have struggled. The Eagles have lost two straight.
I don't think there's a better team on the board left than the Eagles.
Eagles are four. Eagles are four.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, even with two straight losses, if you look at this board right now, I don't think there's another team better than the Eagles.
After the Eagles, honestly, I'm putting Dolphins still. I'm still doing
If the Eagles won against Miami, I think they would lose. If they won against Kansas City, and maybe it was at Kansas City, the Eagles would lose, but I feel like if the Eagles played any of those teams below them at home, they would probably win. Those three teams above them, I think, would beat them right now. Now, this is where things kind of get whack, though, like even more whack, because like these teams are low-key just mediocre at this point, I feel like.
Yeah.
Honestly, the next two are honestly, it's either the Lions or the Bills.
I think it has to be Lions. I think it has to be the Lions.
I feel like it's just Lions based on their record, but they are dropping like
they are.
Flies,
Jared Goff is playing like a bummer now.
He is. I'm so glad I started him this week. Well, I didn't have a choice, but okay. Well, here's something interesting. I want to preface: the Broncos are now.
Hey, man, Broncos. They are first place.
And they're a game above 500 after starting the season. What did they start the season?
1-4. No, they won.
One and four.
Yeah, yeah. Let's not forget, this is the team that lost to not only the Raiders, but they also lost 70-20
against the Dolphins. Yeah,
against the Dolphins, and they have the most recent win. They have a win against the Browns.
I forgot about that.
The Browns, the Chiefs, and the Bills, and the Packers, who are all decent mm-hmm. to top tier teams. So,
dude, I forgot about that. 70-20 is fucking crazy to come back from.
Yeah, insane. I know.
Good for them. Well, throw them up there. I don't know if they're gonna go in eight, but
I feel like they definitely
deserve to be up there.
Do we
think them, the Bills?
No, I don't.
Yeah, I like the Browns there.
You like the Browns?
Do you put the Bills?
Yeah, I think it'll go. Jags got to be up there too, lightweight or close to it. Maybe an honorable mention because they're 85 too.
I'm just worried. I'm worried about Trevor Lawrence right now.
Like, I am too.
Without Trevor Lawrence, it's hard to keep him at.
The Rams. The Rams got to be close too. They got to be an honorable mention team.
They're a game under 500. Balling. They have, but they're still a game under 500.
I would not want to play the Rams. I'd tell you that.
No.
Well, as a Seahawks fan, I know all too well about the Rams.
Like, I think the Rams are better than the fucking Vikings, I can tell you that.
Rams do own the NFC West.
Okay.
You agree with
Rams,
that, right, Zach?
Didn't the Rams just play the Packers, actually? Yeah, they did. And the Packers won 23. Damn. Oh, no, that was
Packers did just lose to Tommy Cutlets, so.
Yeah, that was a while ago. Man, this is
well, look, it leaves us with it leaves us with the Bills. It leaves us with the Rams.
Jacksonville.
Leaves us with the Bengals.
We also got to look at it from the week before, too. I mean, we didn't go over the week before. Like, I'm looking at it right now. Browns lost to the Rams.
This is 2 weeks ago.
Listen to this. The Browns lost to the Rams 36-19. Packers beat the Chiefs. Niners beat Eagles. Bengals beat Jacksonville. Cardinals beat Steelers. So I don't even think Steelers should be in the top 10 anymore or honorable mention because Patriots also beat the Steelers. So Texans beat the Broncos. Anything else?
Yeah, but that's the Broncos. That's the Broncos' first loss in like 7 weeks.
No, I know.
They've literally
won.
They won
last week.
Six out of their last seven. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they won last week against the Chargers.
The Bengals did just get two pretty good wins in the last 2 weeks.
No, they did, dude. Mm-hmm. Jake Browning.
I just don't see the Bengals winning a playoff game. You know,
Jake Browning's playing good football though.
He's playing really good football, and he's got good weapons. He's got good weapons too, dude. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. I would put that. I don't even know if I'm going to put Bengals in honorable mention, though. But I will say, depending on what happens this week, if the Bengals win, I'd be comfortable putting them up on somewhere on the board.
Yeah.
Not saying anywhere like top. That. I'm saying Bengals will go on the board 100% if they win this week. But there's just a lot to look at, right? We missed.
Who's our eight?
What'd you say?
Oh, well, we also have the Bills.
We have the Bills.
The Bills are still 7-6.
Yeah, I was about to say, but was that a really good win? Like, I feel like Kansas City's been playing like shit.
Okay, let's be honest. If Kadarius Toney's not offsides, they lose that game.
True.
I don't believe Kadarius Toney being a foot off the ball keeps Buffalo from losing that game. Like, I think Buffalo lost that game.
I'm just trying to think, like, these teams from 8 to 10, I don't think are going to win a playoff game. And if they do, they'll win one.
I feel like Denver could win a game though.
I honestly think that too.
Denver versus the Chiefs in Arrowhead.
I'm taking Denver.
That would be Denver. Difficult. Not in the playoffs, I wouldn't.
Hey, let Russell Wilson cook, man. Let Russ cook.
Dude, what about the Panthers, bro? think.
I'm thinking. Hold on.
Is there a zero spot?
Yeah, I was thinking. I couldn't find anything. So
I don't know. If we're gonna do it based off a record, I think the Jaguars should be up there too. Because they're 85.
Okay, so I could still put the Jags up here. I think here okay, so we have 7-6. 6-7. We have 6-7. We have 7-6. We have 12-0.
What are you doing with Minnesota up there, dude?
We have 15-0 because they're 7-6.
Well, I mean, the Bills are 7-6, no, though, too.
Sure.
I'm putting the Bills over Minnesota. Yeah. So.
Yeah, I'm too. Never mind. Sorry, wrong team.
Oh, what do we Houston? Think?
Not
Houston,
good.
6-7?
As of right now, Houston.
They're 7-6,
is...
but they're third in their division. Yeah. The Colts have a better overall record.
Yeah, I know.
The Colts are playing good football. So,
yeah, wait a second.
Is that what this is?
That's the Colts. Oh. Shout out the Colts.
We've been wondering what that logo is this whole year, and it finally clicks, dude.
That looks so bad. Why did they do it like that?
I don't know. That's the stupidest logo ever. Whoever made this list was not cooking.
Okay, well, do we think if the Browns played Denver right now, they would lose? Because I think that would be a tough matchup, at least for the Broncos.
I'm thinking about health, man.
Yeah, true.
So
fuck it, I don't mind it.
Do you think I just want one honorable mention team. Anthony, do you have a team that you want specifically?
Patriots.
Like something that's jump. Okay, let's not.
The Jets.
Here you go. No. I'm saying take these four teams out and only one stays on the board.
Oh, that's what you're asking.
Yeah. Sorry. Get rid of
the Colts.
Okay. I feel like Packers, they just lost to the Giants.
Get rid of Green Bay.
I feel like get rid of Rams. They're just not there yet. No, you're going to get Rams rid of Bills?
I'm going to get rid of Bills.
Yeah. Do it.
Stand on business.
Do it.
Oh, this is tough because here's the thing now. You got Stafford. You got Puka. You have Kupp. You got Kyron Williams. And then on the other side, you got Joe Mixon. You got Jake Browning. You have Jamar Chase. And then you got Poopy T. Higgins out there.
I don't want to hear
it. And then you have Hudson. And then you have Hudson for their tight end, whoever he is. Because he's
it's just, Anthony, if these teams played each other, who do you think wins? I feel like, personally, I feel like the Rams would win, man.
Yeah. Rams are winning it. So, Rams.
Okay, here we go.
I like that.
Well, that's our list.
That's
listeners,
exactly the team I was going to say as well.
Yeah, audio listeners, it is Niners at 1, and then going down to 10, Cowboys, Ravens, Eagles, Dolphins, Chiefs. I wanted to say Tigers there. Lions,
I was waiting for
Jaguars. Yeah, Lions, Jaguars, Broncos at 9, Browns at 10, and then our honorable mention spot, i.e. 11/12, is our Rams spot.
Shout the Rams, man. They look scary.
Shout out Gucci. So
shout out Gooch.
Oh, yeah. All right, well, let's wrap this week up, unless you guys have any other stories, by covering our week 15 of football coming up.
I got nothing else. Let's do it.
Belichick, rumors Belichick may leave, leaving the Patriots after the season ends.
He already is leaving. I read that after, I think you said
after the
Germany game.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing. Imagine they said he's getting fired, and then he went, and then they never lost a game again, and then they kept his job. Well, yeah, okay.
There's some good games this week, actually.
Today, So today for the listener, we have the Chargers and Raiders, which is tomorrow for us. Slow down on the Coke, buddy.
News fest, my God.
So Anthony is drinking it like Ant's drinking it like it's a kelp shake from SpongeBob.
It's his chug jug, dude.
Yeah, it's a chug jug, dude. It's his AMF. Anthony's drinking his slurp juice.
Keen, you have no room to talk with how you chug iced tea.
Just gave him plus 15 help.
Yeah.
Chargers and Raiders. Thursday night football.
Chargers and Raiders.
Jesus, what a snooze fest.
Give
me the Raiders. Give me the Raiders.
Really? The Raiders who scored 0 points?
Honestly, I hate this fucking game. I don't care.
Stand on business.
Hey, and Justin Herbert's out for the rest of the season.
Give me the Raiders.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Give me the Raiders. I switched up so fast.
All right, Vikings at Bengals.
Bengals.
Steelers at Colts.
Colts.
Is it Minshew Mania again?
Colts.
I'm taking the Steelers, honestly.
Steelers.
They're both 7-6. And it's at Indianapolis.
I think the Steelers, because I think they got to be pretty pissed about losing to the Patriots, you know, best team ever.
Oh, my God. I forgot we have Saturday football. Let's go. God. Saturday football.
Actually, a decent game too.
I know. Bronco. Okay, this is a big one. Lions. Broncos at Lions, baby.
Broncos. Broncos country.
Give me the Broncos.
Game of the week. Give me the Broncos. I want to see them win.
I honestly think this might be the game of the week. Like, I think it's going to be very, very, very close.
Who would have thought?
I have my
pick. Broncos
for game of the week.
And the Lions. Actually, you would have said. If you would have said the Broncos and Lions game is going to be the game of the week about 3 years ago, people would look at you like you're insane and you're on crack.
If you said the Broncos are going to be above 500 at the start of the season, people
I was about to say, if you would have said that week three, you would have been like a fucking weirdo.
Yeah.
You would have been a freak. You would have been like, okay, what's wrong with this guy? Is he a Broncos fan? There you
go. Giants at Saints. Oh, I'm also taking the Broncos.
Jeez,
in Dan Campbell, I don't trust. Giants
this
and Saints.
This is a poop fest.
This is a stink. This Giants is a, and Saints. Give me Tommy Cutlets, baby. Give me Tommy Cutlets.
It would be kind of funny.
If he wins another game, dude. Goodbye, Danny Dimes.
I think I'm going to go with the Saints. Just because they're at home. Fuck it.
The correct answer.
That's kind of a snooze fest as well.
Okay. I think the Saints are going to win. I want to see the Giants win, though.
Yeah.
Be kind of funny. It would be funny. It would be funny.
Yeah. I'm going to take the Giants on that one. So.
Fair enough.
In a way, I agree with Keaton.
Bears at Browns. Okay, I feel like this is unanimous. Actually, I saw Joe Flacco is not playing, not starting this week, which is wild. They put him back on the practice squad. I don't know.
Who's starting? He's been playing well.
I don't actually know. I know. I don't know. I don't get it.
No, I saw the Browns.
If he doesn't play, I'm going to pick the Bears. So,
no shot. That defense is too good. Give me the Browns.
Justin Fields has been playing good football. Also, sorry, I'm going to address this. It's amazing the amount of Seahawks fans that want Justin Fields to play in Seattle. And I'm like, Geno Smith is not having a good year, but that's a downgrade. It would be a horrible pickup. I don't know.
No,
fans are
downgrade
weird.
For sure.
I'm going to take the Bears on that just because of how well Justin Fields and DJ Moore have been connecting a lot. Like, just seems like they're clicking a lot. I think they can do it more against the Browns, honestly. We don't even know who's starting for the Browns in Browns offense. Like quarterback. We don't know.
Chicago Bears injury report. DJ Moore misses practice 3 hours ago.
He'll be fine. He'll be fine.
Justin Fields prepared for a physical day against Browns.
The only reason why I'm saying he'll be fine is because I have him in my dynasty league. I have a bye. I have a bye in dynasty because I've got top two, so I'm good.
Nice. Fair enough. All right. Yeah. A few more games. So we got Falcons
Another
and Panthers.
Snooze fest.
Give me the Falcons.
I didn't even hear it.
Falcons at Panthers.
Oh, Falcons.
Cool. Bucks at Packers.
Packers at home.
Taking the Bucks, actually. Give me Cheesecake Mayfield.
I'm saying Packers because I want Jordan Love to do good for my fantasy team. So I'm saying go Packers. Yeah. That's literally the only reason why. Otherwise, I could give two shits about that game.
Jets, Dolphins. At Dolphins.
Dolphins.
I think
this game's going to be close.
Can I just point out Dolphins had the choke job of the choke job of the century?
Yeah, they did. True. It was
two touchdowns and three.
That one was really bad.
It was pretty bad.
Yeah. What was the score the first time they played each other?
I don't remember. I can get it right now. I can get it. Jamie, can we pull that up? Oh, it's the first time they played. Wait, what?
Oh, it is. Yeah. No. Against the Dolphins beat them 34-13. Yeah, I give it Dolphins. Yeah, no.
Okay. Okay. I'm honestly gonna take the Jets. I'm gonna be a little contrarian.
Fair enough.
So, okay. Ant, I feel like you got in your team. Did you take the Dolphins?
Yeah, I took Dolphins.
Okay. Last few, I think there's like six left. Chiefs at Patriots.
I think this might be a slaughter.
Yeah.
I think the Chiefs are going to get by cooked. 21 plus.
Chiefs are going to get cooked today, Sunday.
You know what? Chiefs all around? Yep.
Go Patriots. I want to see the Chiefs lose. I'm saying Patriots are winning this.
Chiefs are going to smoke them, but that's okay. That's okay. Texans at Titans.
Give me the Titans, baby.
Give me the Texans.
Coming off a big win at home. I like the Titans.
I just want Mike Vrabel fired. I really do. He's an awful coach, but they won't do it. Okay, this is my this is like my game of the week. 49ers at Cardinals. I feel like Cardinals are going to win by 55. So Niners have not had a good season. Brock can't throw contested throw. He can't make contested throws. And yeah, he's a, you know what? Brock Purdy's
a yak. Game manager.
He's a yak merchant.
He's a That's game manager. He
Anyways, he's a yak merchant. Niners. Okay. Yeah, I do too.
Niners.
Okay. Whatever. Commanders at Rams.
Give me the Rams.
Willie Will Whams. Okay, it's gonna be actually this is gonna be a slaughter. I can't even cap. Cowboys at Bills. Yeah, it's gonna be a slaughter. I'm willing to bet that the Cowboys win by two touchdowns or more. They handled the Eagles. They're gonna handle the Bills.
Yeah, I think the Cowboys will win too, but I don't know if it'll be that much.
Josh Allen might throw for seven interceptions.
I think it's going to come down to Cowboys winning by a touchdown, max.
I think it's going
to
be close.
Maximum a touchdown, 7 points.
I'm going to say 28-24 Cowboys.
Okay, that's fair. All right, last two games, Ravens at Jaguars. This is going to be a good game. But no Ravens. Christian Kirk. Let's put that out there. So,
Ravens.
Yeah,
Ravens. Ravens.
Sucks we lost Christian Kirk, man. My team sucks now. Okay, this is my, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. What's like being in the toilet bowl with me, man? All that talk and you're still fighting to eat some hot wings. So anyway,
you.
I don't mind eating hot wings. I'm worried about the day after. So I'm good. Spoonful sriracha helps the hot wings go down.
God. Jeez, man.
So, okay, this is, in my opinion, this is my game of the week. Obviously, I'll be there in a suite, filling up on ribs and beer. Eagles at Seahawks.
Yeah.
Look.
Both teams aren't Seattle. Playing well.
I know. Seattle sucks right now. And honestly, I'm kind of hoping, like, I wouldn't be upset if we lose. Because if we lose out and miss playoffs, better pick. Probably more than likely trade Jamal Adams. Thank God.
Yeah.
Bum. But I honestly, I think Seattle's going to win this game. I'm sorry.
I just don't see a way. I'm going with the Eagles.
That's fair. I just can't. I also can't picture Seattle losing five straight games.
I also can't picture the Eagles losing three straight games against a defense that has allowed 28 plus points in the last 2 to 3
it's games. It's going to be all offense, no defense. It's going to be the Cowboys game again. But we kind of put up decent numbers against the – well, no, we did put up great numbers against the Cowboys. We kind of had okay numbers against the Niners.
Hold on a second. The last 6 weeks, you guys are averaging – roughly 28 points given up on defense.
Yep.
49ers versus Seahawks, 28 points. Seahawks versus Cowboys, 41. 49ers versus Seahawks, 31. Rams versus Seahawks, 17. Commanders, 26, Keaton. Ravens, 37.
Not shocked. This defense sucks. We lost. Yeah. Okay, I don't want to rant, but we lost Uchenna Nwosu. That's literally, we went from a top five rushing defense when we had him to literally the worst rushing defense in the entire football league when he went out. Uchenna Nwosu, a guy you've probably never heard of, was smoking it on the inside line, dude. Killing it. If he was playing in that Niners game last week, I honestly think he could have made a difference, especially on that first run that set the tone. Whatever. Who cares?
Yeah.
Give me Seattle, because if we lose five straight and I'm there, as much as I'll be happy that we're going to get a better pick and Pete Carroll might not be there anymore, I might hurl myself off that field.
I was waiting for it.
It's going to be that scene. It's going to be that scene. There goes my hero. Aim for the bushes. I'm going to look at my mom and be like, aim for the 50-yard line and just dive, dude. Dolphin dive. No parachute needed. So for that reason, I'm taking
PhD
Seattle.
Flopper.
Yeah, there you go. So, well, that's everything. Yeah, are you taking the Eagles?
All right.
Well, it's been an absolute pleasure, boys. This is our shortest episode we've recorded so far. And honestly, it felt pretty fun.
Yeah, fellas. Yeah. That was efficient.
Just chill, for, relaxing.
Yeah, unlike Klay Thompson and Draymond, this was efficient.
Yeah. So,
well, thanks for tuning in, everybody. We hope to, you know, get some interactions from you in the comments. Let us know what we did right, what we did wrong, what you'd like to see added in our next episode. But that's pretty much everything. Deuces.
Thank you for listening and watching. Please like and subscribe.
What they said.